This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Yes, he's watched Harry and the Hendersons too often. Oh, God. Now, the thing I'm interested in here is the percentage or the possibility of sightings that were test aircraft, but we, not expecting it, maybe attributed certain maneuverability to them that really didn't exist. Going back to World War II, there's a guy who wrote a book called The Rosetta Deception, James Carrion. And he claimed that predominantly the ghost rockets were designed to spook the Russians in the early days of the Cold War. And he has a similar theory with his Roswell Deception book. And then we get on to the stealth fighter, as you say. If you didn't know a stealth fighter existed, you might identify it as something strange. We experimented with saucer-shaped craft, but late 40s and early 50s, that too. What do you think?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Okay, the newspaper report on the Kenneth Arnold sightings in 1947, the newspaper called them flying saucers because Arnold said that they were, you know, like a saucer skipped across water. But that's not what the ships looked like. How Kenneth Arnold described what the ships looked like looked a heck of a lot like the German flying wings. That was a prototype aircraft from, you know, World War II. And, wow, we just happened to have all these German engineers in the United States we brought over with, Project Paperclip. Why couldn't that have been, the prototype German aircraft that our guys were now working on? I think they very well could have been. A lot of these things that we see are most probably it. No, percentage-wise, I have no idea.
That seems to make a fair amount of sense. There are people who tried to find evidence that it was the flying wing, like one of the Horton brothers' aircraft or something here made by us. But they haven't had any luck with that. But sort of a rule of thumb that I tend to go with is that if we can make it, it probably was something we made, rather than leaping to the conclusion that it must have been from another world or another planet or another universe. If humans can make it, and they were making them at that time, it was probably something we made and we just don't know about it. It might not be, but without the evidence, I think it's safer to say, well, it probably was, than to say, oh, no, it had to be aliens.
Right. I mean, logically, if we, like you said, if we could have made it and we were working on it, you know, probably was us. But what about craft like, the Phoenix Light? You know, people described, rectangular ships the size of football fields. Can we do that? And they were hovering.
Yeah, we can do that. But they can't accelerate the way that some people describe them. That's the trick. I mean, they've got huge, huge lighter-than-air lifting machines that are in rather odd shapes. And I think the biggest one is made in Russia. But you can imagine something like that up there without any lights on it. It could have super quiet electric motors that could make it move along. Yeah, very slowly without any perception from the people on the ground that you've got a large silent craft up there. So that's
right. And
possible.
Most people don't know about things like this. So what's the first thing they're going to jump to?
It's, exactly.
Yeah.
Another question that I had asked Linda now, getting back to the cases that are real or that do involve something that is truly alien, is that author Jenny Randall's coined a phrase called the Oz factor, where people sort of find themselves in an odd state of consciousness or a reality shifting when these types of events occur. Do you find the same thing happening with sightings of strange creatures?
With creatures, this is more of that's kind of a UFO type thing. Not necessarily a lot with monsters. Usually with monsters, things are, fairly normal. Yeah, they're fairly normal with monsters. Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, I guess, you know.
But when it comes to, like, UFOs and well, just, I mean, and missing time. I mean, you've got fog comes in, and all of a sudden you're someplace you didn't know you were going to be. Right. And, you know, generally with monsters, a lot of, you know, people are like, I've been hunting on this property for 30 years. I know it like the back of my hand. I know what kind of animals are here. And all of a sudden I saw this. Boom. Scared the hell out of me. You know, it's generally that sort of thing.
Interesting.
You know, this is apropos of nothing, and I think we should intersect this. There's a report online here of HuffPost, for example, laying off 10% of its workers, close to 10%, primarily in the opinion and health sections. There's a report, of course, at USA Today, the Gannett chain, had to drop a number of people from their organization. They, just looking at BuzzFeed, another major source of news, is laying off 250 people, 15% of its workforce. And we talk, of course, about coverage of paranormal events and what can we do to make the media take them more seriously. And it shows that right now the media is being decimated because these places aren't generating enough money. It's all about money. They're not generating enough income to sustain an operation. They have to lay off people. Quite often, those are the people you want to cover the paranormal, to really seriously investigate these stories. How do you feel, guys?
Well, I've been, you know, beating this drum for 20 plus years. People want, you know, they want to buy newspapers. They want to tune into the evening news. They want to, you know, listen to, you know, news talk radio for news. They want to know what's going on, not just what's going on, but how it affects them. I want to know how something affects me. How is it going to affect my kids? How is it going to affect me 5-10 years from now? And the news organizations are just looking at their current right now bottom dollar. And the easiest way to shave money off is to get rid of your employees. Okay. If you get rid of your employees, the quality of news production goes down. So the people who want news are going to turn to someplace else. Just get their news off of, you know, blurbs on Facebook, whatever. Because the news organizations aren't giving them, aren't satisfying them. It's a spiral of decline in the newspaper industry, and they haven't figured out how to fix it. The way to fix it is bolster the news department, because that's why people care about your business to begin with. And nobody's doing that.
Yeah, like you say, it's just the easy fix is to just dump personnel, and that's kind of a shame. But I suppose, well, what else are they supposed to do if they're facing, it's either that or going under or whatever the case may be. But, you know, this is really interesting because we've got a question in our question bank from TDSR that's right along these lines. And he'd like to know if most of your book sales are in Missouri locally, because you seem to, perhaps because you write about where you are, or... And do you find that promoting your books are worth it, considering we live in this click hyper delivery age where, you know, people want instant information? Who's got the time to order a book and wait till it gets there and then, you know, just sit around and read it? So how are you finding the publishing business, and where do you sell most of your books?
Well, it depends on the book. Like for Haunted Missouri, the couple of books I've done on Missouri have been better sellers in Missouri, of course. My book on Shadow People, that has sold well everywhere, because it's not just a topic that affects every place. I mean, I have stories from, you know, every continent but Antarctica. So, well, there might be shadow people there. I have no idea, because there's, you know, not enough people down there to, you know, report on it. But it really depends on the book. I wrote a travel log, which that was, you know, that sold basically just where I went. But, you know, my fiction books have been, you know, pretty even across everywhere.
Let's do our break here, and we'll talk more about this. The publishing business. Gene Randall, Jason, you're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Now, I used to write computer instruction books, like on AOL, on the iMac, etc. And I got paid a decent amount of money in the 1990s. In the 2000s, the advances went down because sales went down. And as you say, if a news organization is losing money, they're probably going to take personnel from different departments and get rid of them because they need the money. Now, in the case of HuffPost, it's owned by Verizon. Verizon has deep pockets. Verizon did not have to lay off these people. There has to be another way. But if it's just an organization that only runs a news outlet, one or more, where do they get these people from? The printing department, they can't. If they have hard copy newspapers, they can't get rid of printers. They can't get rid of possibly office staff because they need people to process orders and handle subscriptions. So where do they get the people to fire? And how do they manage, if they don't fire these people, to stay in business?
Well, a lot of people who are not getting fired don't work there anymore anyway, because there's a lot of things that are automated. Print on demand is extremely popular right now, meaning if somebody goes and orders a book, that book is printed and mailed to you. There are also e-books. I think they've backed off a little bit now, but a couple of years ago, e-books outsold print books. So there are still tons of books out there being sold. There are just not quite as many people in the business doing it because it's been automated.
When you have print on demand, though, it's not a traditional printing system. It's like a copying machine because Xerox is one of the companies that makes these things. It's like a copy machine that does the collating and turning them into a book and doing, I guess, the perfect binding. It's all done by machine. You don't have printers sitting there running these things. It's all automated.
You know, there are a number of traditional publishers who've gone the print-on-demand route so they don't have, you know, boxes of books that haven't sold sitting in their warehouse. I mean, there are still lots of traditional printers who do print all these books and, you know, try to sell them all. But, a lot have gone, to print-on-demand, which it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it sure does. I like having a book, actually. I've got an iPad, and I could use that, and I've got a laptop, and I have computers. But I look at the screens so much that it's just nice to not have to look at a screen if you're doing it a lot. And who doesn't these days if they're working, unless you're out in construction or something like that? Everybody is dealing with a screen.
Right, and I agree with that completely, and I love the feel of a book. I love flipping the pages. I especially love the smell of an old book. You know, I love all that stuff. Because I even will ask my students about their reading habits, and there are a lot of students who are like, I don't like e-books. I like a real book, which gives me some hope. The last time I was on an airplane, the last few times I was on an airplane, I remember thinking each time as I was reading a physical book and looking at everybody else on their, on their Kindle or their iPad or whatever, I was thinking, you know, I'm not going to run out of batteries.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, it's not even that easy because the battery on something like an iPad is internal. It's not easily removed. It's going to last a couple of years before it fails to take a charge. And then all you have to do is bring it to the store. And I think Apple's charging like $69 now to replace some of these batteries. It used to be more expensive. And then your product gets a new lease on life. You don't worry about replacing individual batteries. It's just the charging device.
You know, Apple used to have batteries that people could take out and replace themselves. When did that stop?
It's also a matter of reliability, product reliability. It's not to force you to buy an Apple battery, because there are a lot of third-party stores that do this. And I cover this beat over on my other radio show, The Tech Night Out Live. A lot of it, I think, is reliability, which is why you can't change the memory, the RAM, on many Apple products. It is people do it themselves, and they mess it up. And they weigh that against the service calls of fixing a product where somebody damaged it. It's not just opening it back and slapping a battery in, because they have elaborate construction. The batteries are set up in ways to get the maximum battery life. It's easier to just go to a store and say, here's, if the price isn't too high, of course, here's my device, change the battery, I go home. That's it. Apple's not trying to mess with you and sell you batteries. It's just a matter for product reliability to make it really thin. The only way to do it is to have the battery difficult to replace. And it's not just Apple. A lot of other companies doing the same thing for thinness and product reliability, not to mess you up. In fact, Apple suffered partly in the last quarter, not just China sales, but in sales of new iPhones, because a lot of people didn't know you can change the battery very easily on an iPhone. And so when the unit got old, they said, oh, it's not sustaining a charge. My iPhone is bad, I'll get a new one. Apple had kind of a scandal where they had a software update to prevent problems with batteries that were, as they say, depleted. They automatically reduce power in those devices, reduce the performance to avoid sudden shutdowns. And they got dinged for that because they didn't explain it properly. So last year, they offered batteries for $29. Now it's $49 and $69. The point is, people suddenly realize, oh, for $29, I can replace the battery on my iPhone or iPad. It's still going to work good because they deliver an operating system that made older devices faster. And people said, I don't have to replace this. I'll keep it a couple of more years. So Apple suffered. But they did it anyway. That's the story. Well, that's
and
where
as
it goes.
As they should. You know, I've got it. My laptop's a little clunky. It's a regular Windows-based one. But I just, when my battery's empty, I just turn it over and slide a little switch, basically, that holds the battery in, pull it up, put a new one in, takes about 20 seconds.
Yeah, that's how Mac laptops used to be. I've got a MacBook Air that I'm talking to you through right now that there's no way I'd try to crack this thing open to look for the battery.
There's a way, but you really, really have to go through hoops to do it.
You know, I felt comfortable taking apart my Mac SE back in 1992. I'm not comfortable anymore.
Well, I think right now the battery's like $129 for a MacBook Air. It's not going to go tomorrow, okay? It's going to last 2 or 3 years. The way you notice is where you charge the thing up and it's depleted much faster. Then you replace the battery. But I wouldn't worry so much about it because, as I said, there are third-party dealers who do it, and there's no risk of damage. If the third-party dealer or Apple damages your computer, they got to buy you one. And they don't want to buy you one. So that's where it is. They want to make sure you're satisfied with it. So I agree with you. I'd like to be able to replace the battery easily on an iPhone. I'd like to take my MacBook Pro where I have a replaceable battery and do it easier without dealing with these teeny tiny pentalo screws, like 10 or 12 of them. And when I do a replacement of something, I always lose a couple of screws. I have to keep spares. So maybe someone has screw loose when they designed that. That's a bad pun. Gene, Randall, and Jason, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The partial government shutdown is over.
I'm excited that the government will be reopening. I think it's about time.
Let's go back to work on Monday. I can't wait.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
The shutdown ends. 800,000 federal workers will get their paycheck. Millions of Americans who depend on federal government services will be getting those services once again.
It's a deal that the president had said he wouldn't make, but he did extract one promise from it. Congressional leaders will now spend the next 3 weeks negotiating a border security package.
If we don't get a fair deal from Congress, the government will either shut down on February 15th again, or I will use the powers afforded to me under the laws and the Constitution of the United States to address this emergency.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
This is not a technology radio show, but we all are forced to use the products of technology, and therefore we get into it. One thing I wanted to mention to you in the final two segments of the show, and we talk about all the wacky things that are going on, people report, and even getting after the inaccuracies of human perception, we still have wacky events going on. In your studies, Jason, do you find many people are faking it?
I haven't found a lot of people who are faking it. I've already complained about people who do fake it, which is really frustrating. I have found, and I never include these people in articles or books, but I have found lots of people who are not believable. Okay, sure, we're talking about ghosts or, a Bigfoot encounter, or, I saw an extraterrestrial. You know, that's pretty far out there stuff for most people, but I hope I have a pretty good BS detector. You know, again, I've been a journalist for a really long time, interviewed tons of people. I can generally tell when someone is false. I really hope I can, because my older two kids are becoming teens right now, so I need to know when they're telling me a story.
When you say you've got a good BS detector, then, and what are some of the things that you do to try to separate out the signal from the noise, then?
I try to get a good feel on somebody. Yeah, because I don't just jump in with the, so what did you see? What did you encounter? What did you feel? I try to develop some kind of rapport first. Just nice, light conversation, try to find, something in common, which will relax them. And if the person you're interviewing is relaxed, they're going to, open up to you more, be a little bit more honest. And then if they're talking to me about their ghost encounter or talking to me about that time they were in the woods and something was stalking them, the time that they saw something in the sky they just couldn't explain, I'm going to feel that, they're telling me something that's either real or they believe it's real. Which, if they believe it's real, it's still a good story. But if I talk to somebody who's been aboard a UFO, has seen Bigfoot, has given JFK a back rub in the last 2 weeks, and can remote view, bungalows on Mars, now this person's full of garbage. And I've talked to quite a few of those people.
Bungalows on Mars. Just a minute here. That'd be a good way to do it,
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it. It depends on where it was.
Elon Musk.
Sedona, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to live on Mars. It's a little too desolate there. You have to stay indoors a lot or wear a spacesuit.
Right. At the equator, it can get as hot as 67 degrees.
Yeah, but can you breathe?
Well, no, but we're just talking temperature right now. It's much preferable than what I've got right here.
Of course, at the rate we're going here, are we going to be able to breathe? They've actually got, and they've had them for some years now, machines in some of the big cities in Japan that are like telephone booths where you go in and you get oxygen for when they have really hyper polluted days so that you can actually breathe.
That's scary.
That's bizarre. We've got another question here from TDSR. This is part two of his question. He says, well, if you had an unlimited budget, which paranormal phenomena or other phenomena would you try to solve? And I'll just add, and how would you go about doing that?
Oh, wow. Okay. I think it'd be Bigfoot. And I'd be starting small, looking for Bigfoot. I think if there is any cryptozoological creature out there that can be proven to exist, I think Bigfoot is it. I'll throw the Tasmanian tiger out there as well, the thylacine. I'm pretty certain it does exist, even though it became extinct in 1936. There have been lots of sightings, so it very well could exist. But I think Bigfoot's the big one. Let's go with Bigfoot.
What's a thylacine?
Thylacine. There was a marsupial wolf that lived in Australia, Tasmania, New Zealand, and Indonesia for tens of thousands of years. England started dumping their prisoners on Australia. The thylacine had been rendered just to Australia and Tasmania. By the time we got to the 1930s, there were so many sheep in Australia and so many thylacine. These things were the size of wolves, and they were apex. They were the apex predator on Australia and Tasmania. They were also called the Tasmanian tiger because they had tiger stripes on their flanks. But they killed sheep, and that really didn't go over well with the farmers. So the Australian government put a bounty on them. And between Australia and Tasmania, the farmers just slaughtered them. And they were declared extinct in 1936, the last Tasmanian Tasmanian tiger, his name was Benjamin. He died in the Hobart Zoo in 1936. But ever since then, there have been people who have reported seeing the thylacine, out in the bush in Australia and Tasmania. So, it probably still exists.
Yeah, maybe a few of them still survived. It's possible. It was a real creature, so this wasn't some sort of mythical creature, and it was something that was very real.
Right. And that still counts as a cryptozoological creature because, according to the official record, it's gone. It's extinct.
How about aquatic creatures?
But okay, so our world, our oceans, 95% of them have been mapped by satellite. However, almost that same percentage hasn't been explored. And the depths are mind-blowing. We don't know what's down there. There's so much of the ocean that we haven't gone down to look at. There are animals down there. We have no clue what they are. So could we have plesiosaurs? Well, yeah. How about the megalodon? Could be. The megamouth shark, which is an 18-foot-long shark from prehistoric times, wasn't rediscovered until 1976. The coelacanth wasn't rediscovered. It had been, it was extinct, during the 65 million year ago extinction. But it was discovered in the 1930s because a fishing boat caught one. And there are populations of coelacanth in, off South Africa and off Indonesia. So when it comes to the water, anything could be possible. I read not that long ago Thor Heyerdahl's book, Kon-Tiki. He was a Norwegian anthropologist who postulated that humans traveled from Peru to Polynesia, which is like 4,000 miles. And nobody thought that was possible because the Polynesians didn't have the boat technology. They just had rafts. So he and some colleagues built a raft like the ancient Peruvians might have, and they sailed to Polynesia. And one of the things he wrote in his book was, at night, I can see, and this is paraphrasing, but at night I can see lights, balls of light, underneath our boat in the ocean, and I don't know what they are. What is living beneath us?
I'll tell you what, we'll find out if we can. What lies beneath? That was a movie. Jason, Randall, and Gene, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
Jason Offit, telling us what lies beneath. Tell us more.
Cthulhu lies beneath. Yes. Again, we don't know. I mean, are there ancient dinosaurs that still live under the ocean? Possibly. There was a sound that was recorded in the South Pacific that was called the bloop. Are you guys familiar with that?
Oh, yeah, sort of. Just peripherally, yeah, I've heard the the bloop.
You can look it up. It was recorded. It's online, and it was from an animal. It was from a living creature, and science doesn't know what did it, but it was huge.
It was very powerful. It was recorded like thousands of miles away or something like that.
Right. So either it's a species of whale that, you know, is like 10 times the size of a blue whale. Or it's something that we don't know what it is. I'll just reiterate this. The ocean's so vast. We don't really have a clue how vast it is. Most people don't. Anything could be below us. That's why I don't want to go on boats on the ocean.
Yeah, I think I'm more afraid of ships than planes, personally.
You know, I don't want to go on boats in the ocean because I don't want to sink because I can't swim. I more trust the pilot of the airplane because there aren't that many crashes, and I realize if I'm up there, sure, I may not survive the crash, but I have a better chance, better odds than driving in a car.
I don't know. I flew to England a few years ago, and our pilot's name was Tanner. That name isn't used by people old enough to fly a plane that I'm on. That's terrifying.
What are your plans for your upcoming book release? Are you going to have a bit of a tour or some speaking engagements? Do you even do that? You do actually do lectures?
Yes, I'm doing one at Haunticon. It's in Omaha, Nebraska on March 23rd. I'm going to be speaking about my book. I'm going to talk about monsters for about 45 minutes and then answer questions. I'm really looking forward to talking about hairy, creepy things.
That sounds kind of creepy.
I wasn't talking about Ron Jeremy.
Oh, man. Why did you guys have to go there?
I'm sorry. That was me.
I was going to say, and of course, people could bring their books if they wanted to get you to do a book signing for them. That type
yes,
of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be there. I'll have books. I'm going to have a few things after that. I'm not ready to announce anything yet, but my first appearance, the book comes out in March, Chasing American Monsters, and my first appearance is in Omaha on the 23rd of March.
I may ask you another question here, which may be silly because I write fiction and fact also. Do people ever try to criticize you about your factual books because you've written fiction?
You know, I've actually expected that, but I have not gotten it. I think that's probably because most of my books up until 2013 have all been nonfiction. I started off writing about, writing nonfiction, and then I turned to write some novels. So, yeah, I have not gotten that, which I'm happy for, because, spending most of my career as a journalist or a journalist instructor, I'm all for telling the truth. And I think people realize that.
You know, the show wouldn't be complete if we didn't return to how to kill monsters using common household items. If we did discuss, all right, what do you do with the zombies?
You know what? With zombies, if you can't outrun or outwalk a zombie, you deserve to die.
There's the obvious one.
That's the obvious one. Yeah, and you know what? You got a back deck to your house, put up a fence. Put a deer stand on the roof.
Because they just kind of go up to the fence and cling to it with their fingers and make hissing sounds, kind of.
Exactly.
You mean put up a wall? Wait a minute. It's the W word, put up a wall.
The biggest problem you'd have with a zombie is going to the grocery store.
Okay. Why would that be?
Oh, because you have to leave your house.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay. Yeah. So they could be out in the street, and then if there's a whole bunch of them coming your way, I mean, well, then I guess you just kind of go around them.
Right. Oh, well, that's when you get out of the car. This is my plan whenever the zombie, and I didn't say how, I didn't say if. I said, whatever, the zombie apocalypse happens. When it starts, I have a business plan. I'm going to start selling cow catchers that you can put on the front of your car.
Right.
Right. That's and just take one. The zombies out. It won't be a problem. And also, I've had this. I bake my own bread. All right. I think that's a skill everybody should have because I've figured whenever the zombie apocalypse happens, I'm going to be kind of busy and I'm going to want a sandwich at one point. Okay, Wonder Bread's not going to be open anymore because all the employees are zombies. So I got to make my own bread to make my own sandwich so I can fight more zombies. We got to get Wonder Bread back working.
Okay. You know, when you were talking about this, I was thinking of the Vincent Price part in Thriller. Darkness falls across the land, the midnight hour, I mean, nobody could possibly match Vincent Price. Nobody.
Oh, he was classic for sure. But I don't think he ever played a zombie, though. Did he?
No, zombies weren't big then. He played the Invisible Man. He played a mad scientist. But he also, on radio, played the Leslie Charteris character, the saint. That's what, of course, Roger Moore played on TV.
He was also in the first movie adaptation of my favorite book, Richard Matheson's I Am Legend. The book was called. The movie was called The Last Man on Earth. Came out in 1964. Vincent Price was brilliant.
I think he was one of those unheralded actors who was positively brilliant, but would never be nominated for an award. Today we would, because today we consider genre films to be grade A films. Like, was it Black Panther, the Marvel comic superhero? It's nominated for a number of Oscars.
Oh, yeah. The whole superhero thing is like mainstream now. Just a regular, normal drama is, well, almost boring by comparison.
Well, I think part of it you can attribute to the late Stan Lee, because he gave his superhero human problems. You know, like Peter Parker. As Spider-Man, he still has to deal with the pimples, still has to deal with girls at high school. Still has to deal with the bullies because he can't admit that he's really 1,000 times stronger than they are because he is Spider-Man. Hey, Jason Offit, please tell our listeners where they can find more of the stuff you do.
Yeah, my website is Jason Offutt, JasonOffutt.com. There are links to all my books. There's a blog that I keep. There's a little history on me. There's ways to contact me if you have any questions whatsoever. Yeah, there's a few of my short stories on my blog page. So there you go.
There you go. By the way, you can find us on Twitter. Look for the Paracast. Mostly we post announcements there about future episodes. We also have two Facebook groups, communities, whatever. And we can't merge them because Facebook, in its inscrutable way, will not let you do it without losing the data for one of them. We have Paracast Plus. What's that? It's the best way to support the show. Of course, we have the forthcoming new Paracast store. That will be a way to do that as well. With Paracast Plus, you get the version of this show free of the network ads, better quality audio. We also offer the exclusive After the Paracast podcast. Say that five times fast. After the Paracast podcast. You never know what's going to happen there. You never know what to expect because we do have special interviews. We even had Nick Pope, the UFO guy from the Ministry of Defense in the UK. He's also an expert, at least he considers himself an expert, on conspiracy theories. And on this weekend's episode of After the Paracast, Jason Offutt will stay on for further discussions. To learn more about the Paracast Plus, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. We offer subscriptions for as little as $1.49 a week, cheaper than the current price for coffee at the Circle K convenience store. How about that? It's $4.99 a month. We offer 5-year and lifetime subscriptions where we give you free stuff. Plus, DrParacast.com. Jason Offutt, 9 years was too long. Thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thanks for having me on. This has been fantastic.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.